Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the week of Trinity Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 18. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. In the very first chapter of the Bible, we are told in Genesis 1:2, the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. This passage is not quite as clear as Matthew 28:19, because the Jews make it a little shaky for us when they tell us that the word for spirit in Hebrew can also mean wind. David's statement is clearer from Psalm 33:6, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their host by the Spirit of his mouth. From this passage, it is clear that the Holy Spirit is God because the heavens and their host were created through him. David also says in Psalm 139:7-8, where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. This is no language for a creature. No creature is to be found in all corners of the world, and no creature fills the whole world. This can only be affirmed of God, the Creator. Accordingly, we stick to the Scriptures and the statements of Scripture which attest the threefold person of God and say, I know for sure that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are a living reality, but just how they are truly one, I do not know and will never know. Let us pray. Holy, almighty, eternal, divine Spirit, of one authority and dominion with the Father and the Son, set up your throne in our hearts. You who are pure, purify us. You who are light, enlighten us. You who are Lord and giver of life, grant us the true life which knows no end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.